Just one halakha from Rav Chaim Palachi in the laws of Achila. He writes it in Kafahim Siman Chavdalid, beginning with halakha Nunchet, regarding some etiquette surrounding the meal. He quotes from Sefer Hasidim in Siman Tatchat, Al yani adam de yeled lakahat biyadav min hakahara sheokhlim kulam ba. כילדים אינם יודעים לרחוץ ידיים בטוב, ושמא יאכל בקערה עם הגדולים וימאסו ויקוצו לאכול. Rav Chaim says from the Sefer Hasidim, a very practical halakha, that when you have adults sitting at a table, or guests especially, you have to really be careful about your children, that they do not stick their hands in the food. Now, a lot of times we're not careful, and then the guests become a little disgusted by having the kids' hands, especially it happens a lot of times in the ice bucket, where you know, the children go along and they stick their hand in the ice and their hands are all dirty, and now the guests and the people around are, you know, it's less than appetizing. So therefore, one has to be careful when there's adults around the table that the children do not stick their hands in the food. It's interesting that he brings down here also that regarding what the Shach writes on Parashat Ekev. The Shach says that included in the Kelalot of the Torah, Chas v'Shalom, we should have Beracha, but in the Kelalot it talks about Chas v'Shalom ki tochelenu atolat, that after a person's demise, the worms come and eat the body. So he says, "V'lachen nizhar shelo le'echol v'leshtot davar b'lti beracha." The person is careful that he doesn't eat or drink anything before he makes a beracha. Zoche de keshemet en atolat cholet begufo. He zoche that the tolat will not have any shlita on his body, any sovereignty on his body. Da beracha hu efach hakelala. Because if you're doing beracha, it's the opposite of kelala. V'zeu, and that's what it means in the pasuk laniach beracha el betecha. It says to leave a beracha in your house. Now, what is a person's most permanent house that he has? His grave. So laniach beracha el betecha, which means when a person makes the berachot, he brings the beracha to his ultimate house, which is the kever. And then he says ubig beracha gematria keruz. The numerical value of beracha is the same numerical value as the word keruz, which would be 227. Keruz means to announce. Techevar mechrizim alav shelo yagia lo shum nezek. Which is they announce on the Shemaim that this man over here, no damage. So therefore one has to be, again, careful that there is no food that's eaten without a beracha rishona and acharona.